time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are ready to dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me here. As I say, it's always a great day when you're in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
And I understand you want to begin our conversation today talking about 55 and older communities that may apply to one of us in the room.
Exactly. So, something that we might not have, but we don't haven't talked about yet is 55 plus communities. So, you know, those are communities. One of the homeowners has to be at least 55 for a couple or a single to live in that community.
So what are some of the benefits?
Yeah, so one of the main benefits of living in a 55-plus community is the sense of community and belonging it offers. So oftentimes residents in these communities have shared interests and lifestyles, creating a supportive and social environment.
So, and they vary, but sometimes you've got cool amenities or just a lot of folks similar age that are right nearby. What else can you tell us about them?
Yeah, definitely offers like shared interests and activities. They also have access to, you know, some of these communities have amenities such as fitness centers, swimming pools, walking trails, and social clubs. These amenities promote health and wellness while also fostering a sense of camaraderie among neighbors. So additionally, many communities offer organized social events, educational programs, volunteer opportunities, and this allows those residents to stay engaged and connected with others.
So it sounds like these communities give a kind of an enriching lifestyle for older, older listeners, or some people that maybe my age. For listeners who might be considering this option, what advice would you give them if they're considering choosing a 55 and older community?
Well, definitely some things to think about when you're considering a 55 plus community. So essential to consider factors such as the location, like the amenities around the community, the affordability, and then just community values. You want to know who your neighbors are. Take the time to visit different communities, speak with the current residents, and assess whether the community aligns with your preferences and lifestyle goals. And by doing this, you can find a 55 plus community that not only meets your practical needs, but also enhances your overall quality of life.
Now, when you talk about 55 and older communities, I mean, it's a big county. Can you tell people about where some of these are located?
Yeah, great question, Kyle. Actually, I was surprised at how many 55 plus communities there are in Douglas County. So some of the popular options are a great neighborhood in Southwest Roseburg called Little Brook. This is a large gated community offering lots of walking areas, community gathering areas. It's a quiet location. So these are all manufactured homes with attached garages that you own, and the property is leased from the park management.
And what other ones are out there?
So in that same location in Southwest Roseburg, there's also Highland Vista. So this is also a gated community. Homes are a mix of site-built homes and manufactured homes with attached garages. So the owners of these homes also own the property that the homes sit on. So there's also a clubhouse, community pool, fitness area, great secure location.
I know up above Joe Lane Middle School, there's one as well, right?
Yeah, so the one up above Joe Lane, that one is called Rose Village. So this neighborhood offers a mix of townhomes and single-family homes. Certain sections are gated, and what I love about this neighborhood is how close it is to all the services in Roseburg. Right now, there's some active listings starting at about the $470,000 range for a single-family home, and at one time, the last townhome that sold in this was in the $360,000 range.
What about on the west side of Roseburg?
So the west side of Roseburg, I think this one's kind of tucked away, not known as well, but there's a really cool neighborhood called The Point in Warewood. This is a gated community. These are townhouse-style units, average square footage being 2,300 to 3,000 square feet. I like that the daily living is all on the main level, and there's an additional bedroom, bathroom, and family room on the daylight basement level, which makes a nice guest quarters for visiting family or caretaker.
So what about other ones that are out there?
So there's a lot of manufactured home parks. There's 55 plus parks in Roseburg, Shadow Ranch, Riverview Estates, Woodland Hills, North Park. In Sutherland, there's two of them, Silver Glen Park and Pine View Estates. Winston also has two 55-plus parks, Countryside Estates and Twin Oaks. And in Canyonville, there's a really nice one called Knoll Terrace.
A lot of ideas there, a lot of options for older people looking at 55 and up options in the county. A lot of information there. What about the update for this week? What's been going on?
Yeah, let's get into the week. For the past week, another busy real estate week. So looking at the updates for July 12th through July 18th, here's the changes. For the last 7 days, we have a lot of coming soon listings coming on the market. There's five that are being, they're not quite marketed, but they're coming on the market. So watch those when they hit. New listings, we saw 49 come on the market. That's a little bit of a drop from the prior week. Always want to see those listings, new ones coming on the market. Back on the market, 21. That's kind of a big jump. So either, we probably had some expiring listings that came back on, maybe some failed sales. Bumpable listings, so this is back up to two. This still means that the house is still available. Buyer probably needs to get their house pending to move forward to make it pending. Short sale pending. We haven't seen very many short sales, but there is one that is currently in pending status. Price changes, 54 price changes for the week. Sellers are wanting to get their properties sold, so go check out those price changes. Pending properties, 46. This is up from the prior week, so that's good to see a lot of pendings. Sold properties for the week, we had 34 houses or properties sell in the last 7 days. And then in the last 7 days, we had 8 properties that were on the market that expired. We'll see if those come back on next week.
Well, a lot of data there. What about some of the interesting listings that are out there? Always, of course, higher price points, lower price points, yeah. All out there.
So this is pretty interesting. In the last 7 days, we only had 49 properties come on the market. This is interesting. I kind of pulled, here's a new listing, 4 days on the market. On Myrtle Avenue in Roseburg, listed at $293,000, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 4 days on the market. It's already pending.
Wow.
We had an $869,000 property up Redtail Ridge. This is up behind Werewood, 10-acre lot. Beautiful house. 3 days on the market. It's already pending.
At that price point, that's amazing.
Yeah, at that price point. But here's a beautiful one in Scotts Valley. I love this. It's got the covered front porch. It's on 10 acres. It was built in 2007. It's a gorgeous house, 2,800 square feet, listed for $925,000.
That one's got quite a view.
It does. It's beautiful. I love it out there.
What else do you see?
So sold properties. I'm looking at some of the sold properties. In Canyonville, you could have bought a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house on 1,200 square feet or with 1,200 square feet on 0.11 of an acre. This house just closed for $199,000. That's a bargain. 15 days on the market.
Wow. And of course, this weekend, I imagine you got some open houses going.
We do have open houses. You got to check our Facebook page out for those. I couldn't tell you exactly where they are, but we have a bunch of them going this weekend.
Anything else you want to let people know?
I just think, if you're thinking about buying or selling real estate, come talk to a professional. We can help you navigate the different changes. And thanks to all the listeners out there. And just remember that 55 plus, the age is just a number, Kyle, and it can open up a world of new opportunities and friendships. So for more information, you can give us a call or text at 541-371-5500, and you can visit us online at marygilbert.com.
All right, Local Real Estate Today with Mary Gilbert wrapping up. The program will have it podcasted shortly. Mary, thanks for being in here.
Thank you, Kyle.
Wrapping up the morning report, KQEN News Time is 9 o'clock.